Hey everyone, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. The item that we have today is another Sharp Talking Time 1 that we happened to pick up. This thing is a little bit of a mystery to me because it looks brand spanking new, like literally brand new, except two things. One, it doesn't have the lanyard with it, unfortunately. But, you know, most people probably aren't even going to use the lanyard, to be honest with you. Two, the wheel on the top where you turn it on and off and adjust the volume is actually pushed down a little bit. So sometimes when you get these, when they came from the factory, the wheel was stuck out pretty far. But I've seen these over the years where, for whatever reason, the wheel gets pushed down in a little bit. Sometimes people go turn it on and maybe they're just pushing down too hard and it ends up pushing the wheel down a little bit. Now, it doesn't actually make it unusable because I can still easily get my finger up there and it runs right over the grooves of the wheel and turns the volume up and down and so forth. So no big deal there. It's just not stuck out like it used to be, like it would be from the factory. So that's what's kind of a mystery to me is the fact this thing looks brand spanking new, like never used. I don't find a single scratch or dent on this. If you're going by the way just the case is, like the display side feels perfect. The front feels perfect. It even still has the original sticker going across the corner that is in good shape. And then the left side, I don't feel a single scratch or anything around the top or the bottom where the metal is. There's no scratches or dents or anything on that. There's no scratches or dents on the grill of the front. And the back of it feels perfect. It doesn't feel almost perfect. It feels perfect. No scratches, dents, anything like that. The door that pops open to open up the controls underneath, that feels very nice and tight, very perfect. I've seen these where sometimes they don't lock in place very well after they've been used a lot. This thing locks in place really, really tight, so hasn't been used much at all. So the only thing about this, like I mentioned, is the wheel has been pushed in a little bit, and it doesn't have a lanyard. But other than that, it works perfect. Nice and loud. I can easily turn it down. So it's not so you can't use the wheel. It is just pushed in a little more than what they normally are out of the factory. So other than that, this thing is in perfect condition. Absolutely beautiful. This is probably one of the nicest ones I've seen in a long time as far as the outside condition of it. Does take two AA batteries. That works fine. That battery door is there. The door that, like I mentioned a minute ago, the door that covers the buttons on the back, that is nice and tight. You got to get your fingernail under that little lip and pop it up, and it does take a little bit to do that. So that's nice, tight door there. And this is the one that has the rubber plug in the bottom. Still nobody knows what that plug is for, but it does have the rubber plug in the bottom. So they had two models of these, one's with the rubber plug and one with just a solid metal bottom without the rubber plug. And I don't really know the difference between the two. I've never been able to figure it out. And a lot of people have never figured out what that plug underneath that plug with that little port is for, but at least the plug is here. So it is stopping it up and it's, filling in that little port. So yeah, guys, Talking Time 1 by Sharp. This is the one that came out in 1979, the best talking clock ever made. It's got the count up, count down timer. It's got the count up, count down stopwatch. It's got the alarm clock. It's got the hourly chime. It's, this thing has about every kind of bell and whistle you could ever want on a talking clock. So the nice thing is when you're not using it or don't need to hear the time, you can turn the wheel on the top to the off position, and it actually turns off the speech. And then when you need it, you can just turn it on. And it, so if you're looking at the front with the lanyard hole toward the top and the wheel toward the top, if you take the wheel and you slide it to the left, which would be counterclockwise, that turns it on and also turns the volume up. And if you slide the wheel right until you hear it click, that's clockwise, and that turns the clock off, the speech off. It doesn't actually keep the clock from keeping time. It just turns the speech off. And then it does have the button on the front. When you want to hear the speech, you just press the button. So if you turn it on, then press the button. And there you go. So it keeps the time and everything. So great talking clock. Beautiful condition on this one. Like I said, looks brand new. Does not have the lanyard. And does have a little bit of the wheel pushed down a little bit, but doesn't affect it at all the way it works. So, all right, if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.